Crystal Rodriguez, Crystal, K-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. Date of birth is 11/25/1983. This is for date of service 4/26/2022. Mrs. Rodriguez is a 38-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding a multinodular goiter. Diagnosed initially in 2013. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, GERD, and migraine headaches, period. The patient reports some compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She reports occasional palpitations, denies any changes in her hair, skin, or nails, denies any changes in her weight. She denies any mood swings. She denies any difficulty swallowing. Thyroid ultrasound dated 3/22/2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the left measuring 4.1 by 2.8 by 1.5 centimeters. Her previous thyroid ultrasound back in 2013 showed that nodule to measure 3.6 by 1.2 by 1.9 centimeters. Back in 2019, the FNA of that nodule showed benign findings consistent with nodular hyperplasia and cystic degeneration. Plan number one, for her multinodular goiter, the patient had a thyroid ultrasound done on 3/22/2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the left measuring 4.1 by 2.8 by 1.5 centimeters. When compared to previous study, this shows that this nodule grew. Previously, the nodule back in 2013 measured 3.6 by 1.2 by 1.9 centimeters. The patient is reporting occasional compressive symptoms at the thyroid and is requesting surgical consultation for removal of the thyroid nodule. Next number, I have ordered an FNA biopsy to be repeated. She had an FNA biopsy back in 2013 with results being benign and consistent with nodular hyperplasia. I will resend the biopsy for the FNA study due to the increase in size of the nodule over the years. Next number. For her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for her hyperlipidemia, she is on Pravastatin 40 milligrams daily. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management. Next line, addendum dated 5/10/2022. The patient's FNA biopsy came back, and she had the FNA biopsy done on 4/27/2022, and the results were non-diagnostic. The diagnosis was rare follicular cells, insufficient for evaluation. The fine needle aspiration was non-diagnostic, and the report states this includes a malignancy risk of about 5 to 10%, and therefore the recommendation was to repeat the FNA biopsy in 4 to 6 months. As a result of this indeterminate non-diagnostic finding, I'm going to be referring the patient to Dr. Ruiz, ENT, for thyroid nodule removal consultation of the dominant nodule on the left, measuring 4.1 by 2.8 by 1.5 centimeters. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.